and tablet.
She was pissing herself. She's like, "Ah,
Yeah.
I've done this."
But she was laughing all the more then, wasn't she?
Do you wanna go to Kay's house?
For?
From Martin's. Say, "Martin, can I borrow the crash on it, please?"
I said, "Will you go over to Penny's this afternoon, ring the doorbell and say, just get handed the crash helmet, say, 'Well, this is first, we're coming after her.'"
They bite.
Oh, shit.
Oh, come on,
No,
Clay.
you should have heard her. It was terrible. I thought, "Oh my god." He's gonna, he's gonna be able to cut the atmosphere like a knife in there today.
Nice.
I just hope she's civil enough cuz it's his birthday.
Oh, Bobby's first birthday.
Yeah, I spelt it wrong. I said, "Well, at least I can put another N on it."
I spelt it right.
What?
Two N's on Glen.
Yeah, everybody else, she said a lot of people put one N. That's probably what I seen that.
That's what you said to me yesterday. You said you've seen other
Yeah.
cards with one N, and I thought, "Well, I didn't know Glen
So,
got two N's."
I said to her, "So I'll put another N." "No, you don't have to bother." So while she was upstairs, I got a pen. I know it was a black one, and I wrote in blue.
Put another N on
Put
it.
another N. I said, "Read the bloody words then." She goes, "Oh," she said, "I never read the words." She said, "I looks at the pictures." I said, "No, you've gotta
Oh,
read
read
the
the
words."
words.
And she read them, "Oh, isn't that
Yeah, you've
lovely?"
gotta read the words
I
here,
said, "You've
love.
gotta read the words." I said, "Always read the words." I said, "It's just extra if you've got a nice card to go with it."
Oh, for gooky of you, but that Clayton, it was dreadful
Well,
this
me and I went
evening.
on the fruit machine upstairs last night.
Yeah.
So put some money in. £2 each. Cool out. I said, "I'm putting one more pound in, getting another slate. Been losing all my money in here." Anyway, got off. So she put another couple of quid in. She never got back. She said, "You're gonna go another pound stall, right, if it keeps you up and chucks you up." £6. Well, winning after win after win, wasn't it? No fucking tokens. £20 we got out of it.
Clever.
So I said, "That's it, we'll get off now. £10 each." "All right," she said. I said, "Tell you what, so seeing we've got a load of tokens, we had two jackpots." I said, "You put one lot checks in here, and I'll put a lot checks in the other." "All right." So anyway, put tokens through, nothing. I put tokens through the other machine, £3. I thought, "Well, that's not bad." £4.08 in tokens, £3 cash. That'd do. It's £1 each and £1 dinner time. So I said, "Here," I said, "Got this." She said, "Well, I have to go into cash now." I said, "I suppose I have to owe you another bleeping pound. Here you are." Chucked that out, see. Anyway, jackpot straight in. So you know now and then it holds after, doesn't it? So anyway, it held. Chunk to chunk, out the tokens. Well, they went straight in the pocket. No, she was still playing. Jackpot straight in. Chunky to chunk, chunk to chunk. Didn't hold. She said, "You fucking bastard," like this. Starts laughing. Anyway, she wins a couple more quid cuz we're playing together now. And all of a sudden she had nudged. She nudged down two bars for the jackpot, see, the middle one. Nudges it down. It's going doot 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 doot. No checks was coming out. It's doot
It
doot
was
doot
empty.
doot. We were empty.
What
So
was
we
she
went straight
doing?
downstairs.
I bet
Got
Apple
a
Right.
bill. Aye, he said, "Well, that fucking machine ripped me off." £4 time. So he said, "Well, I'm so sorry, Ann." She said, "Well, look, I only got a little bit in my pocket." We had four jackpots in her pocket. She said, "Look, look." He said, "Well, never mind." He said, "You can have it put on your milk card." So she went like this, out the pocket with the milk. "Fucking put it on now," she said. "Come on, put it on now." He said, "Sorry, I ain't authorized."
Oh, goodness.
She says, "You're not fucking authorized. You're here, aren't you?" He said, "Yeah, but I'm not authorized to put any money on anybody's card, Ann." She said, "Well, it's not fucking funny." She said, "I'm not fucking laughing, am I?" She said, "Fucking machine out there not paying me out, and you can't put my money on my fucking card. Am I supposed to eat today?" So he said, "Well, how was you gonna eat in the beginning, Ann?" "Well, with me fucking tokens, weren't I?" "Yeah, but Ann, I'm not authorized to..." "Well, fucking hell." She
That
Phil
was so
said, "Take her
funny.
away, just take her away." So anyway, off we goes. Of course, when we come back down for half an hour at 10 o'clock, I put the tokens in. Well, chinky chink, chinky chink, out the other machine, wasn't it?
Tokens.
Oh, fucking. Paddy was there, wasn't he? Cuz he was there when we won at 9 o'clock, at six, just after five. Well, he was still there at 10. He wouldn't even work till half past 10. He said, "Right, Ann." He said, "I suppose you're gonna take me over to the wee pub now." I said, "No, Pad." I said, "Some of us is working till 6 o'clock." I said, "Well, have a barrel of Guinness ready by six, okay? No probs." He said, "I put all my money in there." I said, "Well, that's your fucking problem then, isn't it?"
Oh,
Funky monkeys I'm getting from some,
So well they
there's
cost
one
a lot,
lad up
that
there
was
called
it.
Blondair. And every time I go up there to go on the fruit meeting, oh here she is then, because I'm gonna take all the fucking money out of the machine again now. Bought me.
Is that Thomas?
He's quite good looking, he's a bit tubby, he's got short blonde hair.
Thomas.
I don't know what his name
So,
is.
it's not his name, but we call him Thomas
I was gonna
because he's
say,
chubby.
yeah.
Thomas. Cause of Thomas
He's
the Tank
nice,
Engine.
he's a nice looking lad.
Yeah. That's Brenda's son, that is.
Is it?
Yeah. That's Dotty.
Potty
She's called,
Dotty, yeah
yeah,
she's
Potty
fine.
Dotty.
She gets a bit of problems with her arthritis. Especially
Aw.
with the other 170 grams we were doing, cause they were bigger bags and they were heavier, she was getting real problems
Well
with
she should
her.
have come up on fucking slips and was like
Her
bloody
pain's
sore out
shooting
there
up
last
and
night.
down her.
Was it?
I said, what's this then, Anne, the freebie sauna? I said, you better make the bloody blowers go faster on your ass. Anvil off the fucking chair.
Was she gonna sit down in one there?
He's still sat on the chair, but she wanted to stand up a little bit. Of course we've got bins underneath, so she put her feet on the bins
Oh
and stand
yeah.
up. The fucking bin went like that, and she went like that. I said, I'm not adding on a Tara. This Tara ended up on the fucking floor, didn't she? Sat there with her arms folded like that.
What did Anne do?
Pissing herself, Tara. This one last night, this a couple of weeks ago. Of course, they had to stop the machine cause everybody was laughing, seeing Tara on the floor. So Anne didn't even know she'd fallen off the chair. Shout, where's that fucking Tara? She opened her fucking blow again. And they're all laughing and tears going down her face. And she said, what are you fucking bastards laughing at? It was going. So I went, and there's Tara there with tears going down her face. What are you doing on that fucking floor? Tara was trying to tell her she fell off a chair. Well, that was it.
No wonder you like working with Anne.
Do you know what I reckon she
Shut
should do? Take that tape machine in with Anne and
Yeah.
do it without Anne
Yeah,
knowing.
without her knowing. Take it in one night, or one day next week.
Do
What
it
are
without her
you
knowing.
next week?
Two to
Two
ten.
to ten.
What,
Every
for
time
one
you
day?
go talking
Well,
to Anne,
what's
put the machine
one day
on.
then?
One day? Monday, Mother. It's got M in front.
Yeah, Monday.
One till ten.
One till ten. I sat down.
Because I'm being made up and I'm on the hoppers now. They're gonna see if they automatically fill.
Good.
So
What about
don't.
Art Deci then?
Well, he told. He's coming in with me after
Little
12.
sweetheart. You're coming out of this bloody curry over there, really. Curry and chips.
Whatever. Opening Dave told Anne, and he thought Anne told everybody else that we had to be in at 1 o'clock. She didn't know any different. And I said to Dave, yeah, I said, what's this then? How come Scuttler's coming in at 1 o'clock? How come I ain't offered over hours overtime? Oh, I was meant to tell you, he said, but I've been so busy. I said, you haven't done fuck all night, but I'll go down and can't eat.
Language.
He said, can you come in at 1 o'clock? I said, well, no, not now. It's too late. Oh, please, I saw it.
Well, that's a nice Dave, isn't it? Dave the
Yeah,
Rave.
that's when I said
Put his
to
pussy
him.
head on last night, as soon as we walked through the door. Jeans! I said, yeah, they're now in fashion, Dave. Have you seen them? They're very common. And then Tommy said, you won't get yourself a pair. What are you trying to say? I said, well, I don't want them much on yours, not really. They blue things, they're not very nice, are they? We don't like that, no.
I'll never change them.
We said, no, you're not in charge of us, shut your mouth.
What did he say?
All right.
Get away
from me. Are you all right?
Pissed off upstairs. Anyway, he came back down about an hour and a half later. We were broke down, weren't we? He said, typical, what have you two been doing? Fucking breaking the machine already. We've done it in 10 minutes. I said, we never touched it. Anyway, we had Tony the fitter and Dave there, see. Trying to fix it. They couldn't fix it because the code were gone. Anyway, he said, Tony says, nothing to do with me now, you have to get a spark. Anyway, the spark comes and the spark didn't glide Dave.
Oh.
So anyway, me and Anne are looking over where the spark's fiddling about and he's making faces at Dave, see, behind his back. Of course, me and Anne laughing, Dave went around and caught it. He couldn't look at me and Anne because we were laughing. Looking around. So anyway, when it come to, was it a fucking screw loose?
A screw loose, so like.
Tony twiddled all the knobs, all the bolts, the decoder back and forth.
Screw loose.
So the spark looked up at Tony and said, you sure you're a fucking fitter? Andy said, well, I ain't gonna run now, he played with all the knobs.
We keep on saying that to Steve, if he can't figure out something, me and Marie look up and say, get a fitter! We need the fitter desperately.
Of course, Dave was there trying to do the fiddle with all the buttons and all the knobs, see. And I looked up to Dave. I said, yeah, Dave. I said, what? I said, is that right? You're a security guard before you were made up to a section manager? Yeah, I said, well, I'm glad you weren't a fucking fitter then. Oh, well, that was it. I was screaming, wasn't she? Tears rolling down my face.
Said to Dave, I said, oh, I said, you've got Sally with you next week, haven't you, Dave? He said, yeah. I said, I feel sorry for you. And he just started laughing.
I get some sick every day.
Got to
worry about either my hair out my hat or I've got my jeans on. The first words I says to him is, so why you shaved your moustache off, Dave? Because your hair was out your hat or what? The best crack though was when he come. We doubled back, short Friday, you know, designer stubble around here. Where he hadn't shaved. Dave always shaves, he must have got up late, look. So he started whinging at me and I, because we had our jeans on. I said, here, Dave, I said, well, I said, if you could dance a person, I'll never give you something to cover that designer stubble. I said, because your new company wants you not to have it shown earlier. You're going to have it covered up. I'm fucking up, you wait a minute. So what's the matter with you, Dave? You upset or what? Whereas now he shaved his moustache off, he sings to him on the catwalk. I'm too sexy for my moustache.
Well, they have that on their wrists, Abbott. I'm too sexy.
But you tape it.
No.
No, it's really funny.
I take Rosie O'Neill.
Yeah, I've got to watch Rosie O'Neill.
Yeah, I'd like to watch that today or sometime.
Yeah, we was taking a piss. Well, of course, because of Rottweiler, I'm too sexy for my driving instructor, isn't that?
Rottweiler, that's
true. She's coming this morning,
yeah.
Both of them. Her and her sister, of course, Andy been writing rude comments in the book, well, not rude, but really digging at her comments in the book. They said on there, as we're doing 12 hours, perhaps I'll come in tonight and the machine won't actually be running. Think, die, shock. And then the next day he said, think, die, shock. It was running for at least 10 minutes. She got right, he went to see Nigel and Steve Kemp had to give him a bollocking. Well, you know what, Steve Kemp's like, stupid, isn't he?
Yeah.
He said, nah, Andy, I've got to give you a bollocking. He said, because of this new. And Andy said, well, I'm waiting. So I ain't waiting all fucking day. So someone's got just a work like. Steve comes up, just get out of the office. Just get out of the office. Anyway, the next day he wrote on there, if machine is not clean when I come in, then I should not run. As I did not run this morning for 4 hours, as I might as well have come in on Saturday morning cleaning myself. So she went in and motorbike.
Did she say good morning to you?
No, she went to come up to us all. Because this is Rottweiler's sister, she don't like Andy, no, so she won't come out.
Oh.
And then Rottweiler came in this morning, now she never does any overtime. Not any. Not a Saturday morning, not a Sunday. Because her little sister was in, she was coming to help her clean the machine.
Oh,
so that was it. She was walking down, I shouted, Brana, you fucking ugly old troll! Well, that was it. Andy said, what have you got? It's a proud ugly old troll. He said, well, that's better than Rottweiler, isn't it? I said, well, yeah. I said, look, the terrible Rottweilers are coming through the door. I said, who are you on about? I said, look, come in, look. Terrible Rottweiler twins. Well, that was it.
Is that Anne like that hit him with her husband?
Yeah.
Is she?
Where
do they live?
Arkcliffe.
Sounds like funny.
Well, she's had that car now, what, 4 weeks?
Yeah,
got 4 weeks. Well, she's already put all in the exhaust and a dent in the front. She went home and he said, lift that car, my nut. Rev, rev, rev. He said, you've fucking done it. I go, you've fucking done it. She said, what? He said, you put a fucking all in the exhaust. She said, you've only had it 2 minutes. I never, sure for. She been driving around for 5 months, no tax, man. I said, Dan, when are you going to get some tax? I said, you do realise you get stopped, you've got to get all that backdated, don't you? And you're going to lose 55 quid. It's not in my name.
There's a woman on Family Fortunes was on last night, and one of the sisters, she said she started for this company, didn't she? Was she with them, what?
3 weeks.
3 weeks, and she smashed the banner completely. And then 3 weeks later, she married the boss. He proposed to her and they got married. I just smashed her friend of his banner.
Yeah, so anyway, I said, well, that's not very nice. So we were talking this morning about her. Well, I had to tell Andy, didn't I? She drove to work 3 days on trot with no bleeding lights. When was on 6 to 2.
She
oh, Mum, I told you about, you know the dual carriageway, don't you? Where the garden centre,
yeah,
is.
I know,
and she's
that,
coming
that
long
way
to come towards,
yeah,
Pinkshire. She comes all the way along the dual carriageway in this car in front of her, doing her said to him, Tig. So he's there and he's flashing his lights, getting his indicators going. That bastard, she said, and always doing that, she's gone, so fucking slow out to overtake, see? But he was already flashing his lights, putting his indicators on. Anyway, she comes along to the dark bit, and she said, oh, Nick! She said, you must have a power cut along here, I can't see nothing. So Nick's reading the sun, see? So he's put his head over and he went, yeah, it's a bit dark. You got no fucking lights on, you stupid cow, he said. Put some lights on. Oh, she said, puts the lights on. So she said, but it's still dark. So I still can't see nothing. Over the paper. He said, you stupid cow, put the side lights on. Puts the lights on. Next morning, off they go. She picks me up to the shop. She goes, turns all the lights up to ignition. Leaves the radio on for Nick. Gets in the car, starts the car up. Off she trundles, coming along. She said, I can't understand it, Nick. She said, everybody keeps flashing their lights at me. She said, perhaps he fancies me, like, that's the same people every morning. So he still didn't take the notice. He went, you stupid cow, got no fucking lights on again, have you? He said, is that a switch there? There's lights on. And I thought, same day. Next day, she did the same thing. Pulled in the shop, out of the shop, no lights.
And she said, I bet they was all saying it was that silly woman with no lights.
Again. So we were talking about it, of course, me and Andy was pissing ourselves. Well, poor old Nell, even if our chair was laughing so much, starting dessert, he was telling us to shut up. So we was talking about things like this. So she said, oh, about selling her car, how she sold it, how much money she made on it. Andy said, oh, he said, just a bit mean, mate. She said, well, no, not really. So anyway, she started talking about hers. Nick said, talk about Stirling Moss. He said, he signed a fucking death warrant when he sat next to Shays. What's the matter now? He said, well, tonight, typical. He said, we've had bollards put up by our flats now, so you can't get there. It's far access only. I said, oh, yeah. He said, so you got park on the roof?
Sorry about this.
So I said, oh, that's nice. He said, yeah. He said, and there was a tractor on the opposite side of the road, a lot of traffic coming up and down. He said, that's Dozy Cowan. Decided she was going to try and fucking fall out with a great big juggernaut coming down. I said, did she walk around pulling out her neck? He said, if she would have, I didn't pull a fucking handbrake up.
Oh my God.
I said, Andy, what is the matter? Well, I was tired, wasn't I?
She stay in bed all day today?
No, she got a fucking big go.
She?
Yeah.
Afternoon?
This morning.
Well, she got the breakfast session over the top rank.
Oh my goodness.
She had a bit of trouble. Talk about I with the bingo. She's bad.
She's worse.
She's worse than you for the bingo.
Sure, Friday she goes straight after work. But we're on 2 till 6. Ah, because your man's come pick her up, drop off at bingo.
God,
it's terrible.
She'll leave a car parked outside the bingo though. She can't definitely leave the old man Sierra parked out. I told you about it when she went over in the car when it started, didn't I? The fucking lights flashing and the alarm going off. She walked off and made out way with her car. This bloke came along and said, I've got a report that's coming. So I'm just going over myself.
Oh, wow.
She said that the art teller was mine.
Oh,
she's
funny.
Fucking back window going up and down, wasn't it?
Oh, I got to go bingo with she one night. Well, I played many bloody numbers.
I did last night. Well, Snake looked like smoking, like, because he don't smoke. Oh. So she puts the window down, see? She got electric windows with the panels there. So she had all of the steering wheel one hand. She's smoking with the other, but the window down. And Nick wanted to put his window down, but he pressed her button and pressed the window up. He got fucking bag stuck in the window. She was going like this. She said to me, where's my fucking end of my back gone? There's all the bits coming off of the back. She said, you stupid bastard. Well, it was like this, wasn't it? I said, what do you do next time? I pull over and go away. She said, I sort your head out.
Oh, she carries on like that, open with the kids and all, do she? They're going to be like her when they grow up.
Her little one, right? I tell you about her little one. She had the stomach pains. She come down. She said, Dad, what? How long's our mug going to be till she comes in? About another hour. Oh, why? Well, I got a bit of a stomach ache and I won't talk to her, so, you know, it's woman problems. All right, said, well, he knew what it was. He said, you go up and lay in your bedroom, he said, and I'll send her when she comes in. All right, the little one goes to bed. Now, the little one's heard Mummy pull up on the drive and has come down over the stairs. Well, before the little one could say anything, he got it out. She might come on her period, you better go and sort her out. She said, what? Well, she might come on her period, you better go and fucking sort her out, she's your daughter. She said, there's no need to look it up and say it like that. She said, you could have kept this shut and let her tell her myself. Oh. Well, I said, your fucking daughter, you sort her out.
Can't imagine their house must be in a...
That's
got
the thing.
House.
It was the thing with our mum that when it happened to her, they got her lived in new clothes and she was trying them on. And Grandad said, Peg, get in here now. Boy, what's the matter? Take your daughter upstairs. He knew what he said. They always say, take
your daughter.
Our daughter.
No, if her kids don't have any problems with it, they go and see the old man. This is. They tell them all the problems. She said, but I don't know why, because they don't tell the old man as soon as they talk to me.
Well, confides in, everybody confides in their mother, though, don't they?
Yeah, they're trying to chuck the kids off for next year, so they can go, hold on, hold on.
No,
she can't take kids.
No. Really? Did they go to Austria? No, not that. No. They've always lived.
Why can't they go
abroad?
Rough. Because their kids, both their ears, like, both deaf.
Yeah, I know that, but I mean, next year, I mean, you've got the tunnel open and there's a ferry.
Oh,
why can't they go to France?
Yeah, it's all according to how much pressure there is underneath the tunnel.
Yeah, imagine.
Yeah, but I mean, if it's on a ferry anyway, I mean.
I'll tell you what, my Aunt Donna's ears, when we only came out of the Severn
the little
bleeding ears.
The boy, well, it's a bigger one, like, he went to Orton Towers, and at any void over a certain height, he couldn't go on.
No.
He couldn't go on a corkscrew, he couldn't go up on a ship, he couldn't go down anything. It was a waste of time in going, but he nagged so much, he had to let him go.
I think she should take him to Euro Disney because I mean there might be a lot of rides that are high up, but there is still a lot to do.
Oh.
And there's a lot to see.
Who wants my papers?
I mean, them kids would be
there's
over the moon if they
kids.
Went there. Them kids would be over the moon if they went there, Euro Disney.
Yeah, so I didn't have any more kids up. First
yeah.
Of all, which boy?
Man's name where he is.
Oh,
can I go? No, it's me facts and me papers. I've been waiting for facts since 10 o'clock this morning.
I'll go round and see him.
3 hours here. Will you? Grab the money off him and go to the shop yourself. I bet Margaret wonders where
you're going. Yeah, get some exercise with your legs then, son.
Yeah, I'll go use your bike.
Yeah, that's what I mean. Get some exercise with your legs. It takes your bleeding ages to start up, so you definitely got to have exercise with your legs. It'll start up first of all, and then all of a sudden it'll die.
No.
It always does. It starts up the first.
Joe heard you go over this morning. I said, did Joe? He said, yes. He said, I heard you would go. I said, oh. Well, you know, she was in bed with I said, no, he said she's gone over. I heard her on that bike. I said, you never heard. I said, it was you heard.
Hey. Alice.
Well, I thought it was bloody Jack Campbell.
Where's me fiver, Dilly?
He's got me fiver. It's not this, it's mine.
I made a collection for the bingo.
Did you?
Yeah. I said, would you two give in to the collection? And
good 50 page.
Lorraine looked, you know. Yeah. And, he said, how much are you short? I said, well, I've got nothing out of it at the moment.
Yeah.
So he said, we'll have to stay in then, won't you?
Well, you'll make it faster if
he
you
took his
money
out of his pocket and he said, what's
seven
what? And then I said, well, I'll fiver, I still can have 4 bucks until I manage them out. Anyway, he came out here, he said, where's the fiver? I said, here he is. He said, me, here. That'll help you, he said. He said, sort the girls out when they
well,
get out, turn around the collection.
I'll buy him a packet of bags for taking saver to tennis.
Good girl. But don't get on board until tomorrow.
Why?
You got the rest today, but you should have gone.
Get them for you tomorrow, right, Doug?
That'll save me £2 out my purse in the morning then.
Mate, I broke in the garage, tried dealing me out of the fiver again last night. It's just getting fucking regular, is it?
So you're taxing me?
Yeah.
I'll put it where I ain't got my pants until tomorrow.
I said, it's getting regular now. I said, you sure you can? I said, well, I don't know. I've been seeing now this week. He said, it's too much. He said, I've got to do so many hours. It's got people upset. I said, well, bigger for you. I said, my mate works at the Shell and I get better service up there.
Yeah. Which one did you see? The one with the glasses?
Yeah.
The one that's always up. He was miserable the other night. He must be doing so many hours.
Yeah, he's a big fella.
Yeah,
he's always happy. Nice. He always says hello.
Paul. Hello, my love.
I'm Paul.
How are you doing, my love? Are you going to... Where are you going tonight, my love? Are you going out on the razzle dazzle? I said, I hardly fucking think so. I'm going to work. Well, you're not going out on the razzle dazzle. I said, I could be. So what do you mean? I said, well, a lot of them are leaving today. The old super temps. I said, so, we're going out on a piss. He said, what, 6 o'clock? So what time are you going to start? 10? I said, no, I've got to start. He said, 5 o'clock? So now I've got to start at 6. He said, well, you didn't give you long to go out on a razzle. I said, who said we're going out? He started laughing.
He says to me, hello, my love, all right, you know,
he's always, always happy that way.
Always. Well, he's always picking George. Look, when I was gone over to Royals, he says, don't tell me, you want 40 Royals, don't you? I said, no, they got 50. He said, oh, you got it right today.
He's always happy. He's the best one they've got.
He is a nice man.
Because he's so happy, I mean, he greets you.
Do you want to hear about Anne's old man? Talk about fags. Dougie bought me a pack of fags last week, told you, didn't I? There was... butter mild, and I don't smoke them now because it's not worth smoking them because it's like smoking, well,
nothing.
So I came to Anne, I said, hey, are you can be in that these. I said, be right for your coffin in the morning, like a day to the old man. She said, no problems. She gives them to the old man. He said, what the fuck's this? She said, well, that's free, shut your mouth. And Fang smoked it, put it out, got his tobacco tin, brought his smoke, lit it up. He said, what are you doing that for? He said, well, I said, that's where's the silk cut. He said, at least I can get a drag now. He said, you're meant to be cutting down.
He didn't like.
Well, he smoked 6 months of the year roll up, 6 months of the year fag, because he gets the coughs and splutters, look.
Oh, wow.
I think I've got Dot onto Royals.
But he ain't got time in work, see?
Is he a young man as well?
Yeah.
I think I've got Dot onto Royals.
Yeah.
Yeah, well, she smokes Lambert and Butlers. And I said, she had one fag left. She said, I've got to keep that for Norm. She said, for when I get in the car, her husband. And I said, well, I have one of my fags then. She goes, oh, yeah, let's have a try with one. She said, do you want? She goes, oh, they're nice ones. She said, they're better than Lambert and Butler.
Did she only get 25 in the packet?
Yeah.
Oh, that's better, isn't it? For the extra cut.
I gave Lila one of mine this morning. She gave it back to me, my mum. She ain't smoking that.
She smokes these red things, don't she, right?
Yeah,
I heard you. I thought, well, she's happy just come in.
I was. It was wide awake.
I opened the eyes like that and I thought, nah. I opened them again. I thought, whatever sat dancing around the bedroom, and it was Clay. He's dancing through the area, He said, I would have asked you if I didn't. He's trying to find his trousers, David, to put them away. So he had to wear his tidy. He didn't like doing that because he gets smacked up in the locker.
What time did she come down this morning, then, Beth?
Me?
Yeah.
Not very early. Quarter to nine, 20 to 9.
Is your war, Anna?
Yes.
Did Lorraine come out or stay in there?
No, she stayed in there and I thought, what?
She's probably embarrassed as you are.
Yeah.
And she's probably embarrassed as you are.
I'm alright. And he's talking to her, but I feel stupid.
Because I went in there this morning, I thought I better pay. It was out on the piss last night. I left his car down the car park, see?
If they do it again, you should
just. I looked in and I thought.
Have a cup of tea.
I wonder if that's Clayton in there or not. I thought, well, I'm walking anyway. So I walked in and she went, oh, morning, love. And I went, just what, a cup of tea? Oh, yeah, she said. I said, tea or coffee? Tea or two. So I put some kettle on. I thought, I better make a cup of coffee. That'd be fucking wrong. So I went and asked, just what, smoke? Yeah. Give her a smoke. What's this? I said, well, oh, I don't want that. She smoked me a cigarette then. Do yourself. She was smoking away. I was made her a cup of tea, took it in, put it on the stool. I said, I'm going to bed now. Do you want to leave the kitchen light on? Nah, I'll let her off.
So carry on.
Well, if she wants to go up to go to the toilet or anything, like, you can't see her in there.
You should just say to her.
I'm going to with a cup of tea.
Come in for a cup of tea.
She probably feels too embarrassed.
She probably feels as embarrassed as you do, Beth. She always stays in that front room.
I know, she'll come out.
No. I said to Sally, I said, I wouldn't be surprised if they two get married. I wouldn't be surprised.
Of course, big families buy Christmas presents.
Oh, shut up.
It's about 100 of them.
Yeah, 7 children.
Yeah, she's 7.
So there's 7 partners. Then the mum
well,
and dad, 10 grandkids.
You think what my Auntie Carol's got by 4. Now, out of the family of family.
Oh, don't talk to me.
He's included, there's about 10.
I've got a pussy head on, haven't she?
Why?
Her sister, I think, but don't quote me on it, was moaning about she had to buy 3 Christmas presents and she only got 2 kids. So I turned around and said, oh, you're fucking moaning at. She said, I got to buy 5 presents and I've only got 2 kids. And she said, not only that, one of my kids babysit for you and you only give them a 5 each. Oh, she had to buy 5 presents, she only had 2 kids, that's right. And Anne said, well, she said, if you're going to fucking be like that, she said, don't bother buying my kids anything, I won't bother buying your kids anything. She said, no, I'm going to spend an extra couple of quid on my kids. Right, I said, well, if you're going to be like that, she said, Anne said, don't you fucking worry, I am.
Mm.
She had bollocks on you lot for Christmas, I'd buy nothing. She said, oh, so we're going to spend money on the shirts to kids.
What's it? You can't do it these
the kids
days.
Comes first,
well, they
were
behind with their mortgage beginning of the year, look, so they're just going to catch it up on it now.
Oh, what's it? I mean, you've got kids, the kids got to come first and the adults got
to come
first.
Well, it's not only that, it's like Anne said, it's all right for them, because their kids can go on holiday with them, so they got no problems. But because their kids can't go abroad, when camp comes up, look, for the slightly deaf, then they get a letter through to say, like, you know, they're going on camp. Would they be interested? Of course, Anne sends off and says, yeah. Well, that's £300 for them 2 kids to go off to camp. £150 each. That's a fortnight, mind.
Yeah.
And that's everything. That's all their spending money involved, everything. All their day trips off the lot, right? She's got no worries. Her and her old man stays at home, that's the fortnight together. Then they go on camp with the school, or whatever, wherever the school's going, the kids go there. And then they go on holiday with Van and the old man. Now when they go on holiday with Van and the old man, they get through £100 a day, and they go for a week. Now that's £700, sometimes more. But she said, I don't mind, because I would like to take them abroad, and I can't. And if we went abroad, she said, we know we'd spend 3-4 grand while we're over there with the holiday as well, like, you know. She said, so, it's got to be done, really. She said, and I feel so sorry for them, because even when they get older, they still won't be able to go abroad.
Well, I mean,
and they've
I
had
can't
so many
see
operations.
Why they can't go on a camping holiday in France. I mean, go on the ferry, take the car over, they got their own car.
Yeah, but they go they go 6 days every year anyway, and they have a real good time. And it's just nice just to be with the kids, like, so. She ain't really worried. So the only trouble is when they get older.
I'm quite surprised that your floor, whatever floor that Anne's been on, haven't sort of like done something and put some money in so they could take them somewhere else camping, like over in France or something.
She wouldn't
like
accept
that.
It if you did it at
no, I don't think she's not that type, is she?
She said, oh, don't be silly, have you got that?
Simple.
She'd chum out with all that, it might be good night. Yeah, they don't want for nothing for kids.
She puts them first, don't
she?
Yeah.
Whatever they are,
go
make
find your brother for me, my love, please.
She bought them a telly.
I reckon they should have next year
put
a long weekend over on
the
even if they all go to bed and breakfast.
Right.
Make
right. Coppers.
And take them 2 kids to your own Disney.
She, her little's want a TV each. Well, it was TV between them. So many, I've got so many nights to sing. Well, I've got to put up to fight and put them on each.
The road's out there, here.
Yeah.
But they're only having one big present each this year, and that's it. I said,
what?
Yeah.
What's
yeah.
The kind of
yeah.
I'm going to buzz on the other one.
Yeah, I know.
She said that fucking last year, I said.
What's the girl's 13 and boy 11?
Boy 13 and a girl 11.
Oh, wrong.
Or 12. There's either 2 years or a year between them. Don't fight.
No, of course, boy and girl.
They only argue. They don't fight.
Yeah.
They only argue. But they can't fight, look, because of their ears.
Mm.
And I think
the
boy suffers from asthma as well.
Well, they were. It's different with a boy and a girl. It's not.
Well, you're walking
out
of that, mind you.
Because
boys.
When
you've been out back.
Her boy went on his work experience thing. For school, he must be older than 13. He
must be
14.
14.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Anyway, they paid him. I told you, didn't I? They paid him, and the reason. They ain't gonna have nobody back there anymore back to his firm because of health and safety rules. And she was saying that when he was there, a bloke came round, started giving him a load of verbal because he never had nothing in his ears to protect his ears. So he's shouting at the boy, like, of course the old man was there, and he came over and grabbed the bloke by the throat and said, "Don't you ever shout at my son like that again." Of course he was fighting a deaf one, or a little bit. And he said, "Well," he said, "you should know better, there's signs everywhere, protective fear, blah, 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 blah." He said, "My son's fucking deaf, you idiot." Well, he said, "That's why you don't need to put nothing in his ears, because he can't hear nothing. Stupid." "Well, you should still have to put it in his ears." He said, "Do you want me to put your fucking eyes out?"
Ooh, the daddy got upset.
Well, everybody knew when they were up that his son was slightly deaf anyway, and 9 times out of 10 you've got to look at him to speak to him, look, because otherwise he can't understand. And bloke come and gave me a verbal, and he's nearly crying, wasn't he?
Aww.
We didn't know what to say.
It's got to be temper drank.
We didn't know you had to give him a little verbal back. Plus your mum drank.
Why am I wearing a foot right now?
You should pick me up on the floor.
My white shirt.
Yeah, put it on then.
And, turn the tape on. The day that he left.
Is it finished?
Dave,
no, it's not finished. It's just like you're going to get that over.
Tear that up, of course. Tomorrow,
don't mind. Yeah, do you know those chocolates you had? How much were they, Judy?
£9.
Yeah.
£9. Some up heads.
For £2 some up or £3 some
up.
Contrast.
Oh, yeah. Contrast. I got you a single, so like a small box.
Single, didn't you?
Yeah, the double box for £3.06 or something. And they're, what? Woolies are about £3.56, so you're saving 50p.
You're just saying,
but you're saying something, you're saying 50p. I mean, if you'd rather get them, if you'd rather save 50p, you'd get them in there, wouldn't you?
Well, yeah.
Rather than get. If you don't get much of an item, off an item, you know that it's well in date. That's the only time when you really don't get, it's either that or there's not a lot about. If there's not a lot there, then they won't put the price down so much, but if they got a lot, they will.
Well, I mean, when one goes shouting, don't matter, you sort it out yourself. But there ain't nothing on that free pack. And nothing in that at all, I don't bloody know. So when I'm fussy about a day, so play that you very keen about that.
So what are they called?
I don't know when I come in, didn't I?
Yeah. Come straight in, said it. Begins with a B.
I see the packet, they're orange.
Yeah. I can see them straight in the packet.
Double tickers.
Ah. I don't like them. No, it's all.
Yeah. Looking at them last night, the kids before they thought it was wonderful.
Oh, our kids have.
How did they get
chocolates
on with it?
And
what did they? I like it.
They had a mug.
Oh, I know. That's nice.
And chocolates all around the way.
I like to go and see it working around this night. We met on campers in Birmingham once, before about years.
That's the better one.
They got their own Bourneville village in all over there. They ran the pantry. And man, I'm going back a bit there. I went with our mother. And we went all around there, but they leave tea and all on for
us.
That's
what they've done with them,
did they?
Well, they had tea, coffee in there, sandwiches, cakes, and they had fruit juices for the kids, so they wanted that. I got one lot of fruit juices, and I said to the kid, go up and get some more. There was 6.70 on the thing, then I chucked them in the bin, then there was another 6.70 like there.
No, I suppose you can get, can you get so many up to go around for the can? You get so many to go around, can't you? Can in a lot of places, can't you?
No, I know you used to have fries.
I think
I don't
just
know.
Do it once
they need
a year
do it
for employees
certain
sometimes.
But
I worked
out that they spent £20,000 on letting the farmers go around for these 3 weeks.
Because
in the days when I went, they didn't have the machinery like you got.
No, it was all hand,
all
done by hand,
automation. Yeah. And the village all around, there's a pretty day out there.
What's
that?
Double decker, they're not making it, it's mainly done by automation, but it's already any making the job.
It's still done differently.
As with ours can't be done automated.
Good job. You can't
have a computer put the eggs in the pans, because it's got to be done manually by a worker.
Yeah, but chocolate's got so expensive. Well, I look sometimes just for
my dad was totally shocked. Now, he don't understand, he didn't understand before he seen the mini eggs why they were so dear.
It's a lot worth it.
It takes 32 hours before they can be packed. They gotta be stored for 32 hours. It takes so long. So basically all they're saying, it takes 32 hours to do one egg.
Yeah.
As with double decker, it can take the most 2 hours crunchy.
Was
take
there
the most
crunches
2 hours.
In the boat? Are there no crunches over there now?
Yeah.
There was crunches yesterday.
Oh, I
no. There was crunches yesterday.
No, it went yesterday.
Nine packs. It was loose one.
What? Packs of crunches?
Then it's your packs.
Loose ones.
No, I went Thursday.
No.
I went.
Yeah, then, no, went. It was a loose one.
Thursday morning, there was packs of crunches.
Crunchy.
Yeah, I don't want a crunchy.
This is light, isn't it?
And it
melts
in your mouth,
don't
it?
Yeah, melts in your mouth.
I like crunches.
I've got some chocolate. She's all chocolate first and the inside out.
You can buy that in a
penny bag with all that inside.
Yeah, it's more than that now, though.
Oh, ah, yeah, but you can buy it.
Honeycomb.
You can buy it in a penny bag. You just get a bloody great load of honeycomb.
You just get a lot of it when I was...
And it'd be dark brown. It'd be darker than what I was in. That's more bloody lovely, though. Yeah.
Made it different then, didn't they? It's all bloody mass produced now.
So I borrowed my workout this morning. I said to Joe, I'd done the bathroom, done Joe's bedroom, and Uber was up there, the dusters was up there. I thought, shall I? And I've already done it for one. And I thought, I haven't done it properly now.
With crunchy, right? It's done on a Bic and Bell, but it's got to be about 8 foot wide.
Seen that being done on a telly the other night, or is that chocolate all
coming? 150°C, the honey comes out at, right, and it goes, so like these big funnels spread it over the band. Now as it goes down, it gets cooled down. When it gets cut, it's got cut by boiling hot oil, a laser of oil.
Oh,
and we got told, now I didn't know this, we got told that that laser of oil can cut through concrete just like that. Just as quick as it goes through crunchy. They say they have so much problems with it that they'll never ever experiment with that again. They'll keep it for crunchy but never use it on anything else again because they've had so much trouble with it.
Yeah, I think Jesse Dorn Charles probably will get up a Christmas present.
Did you?
Yeah,
got
that one.
Yeah, he was at the bar. He might give him his paper and a card for him.
Well,
I should think so.
You know your battle?
Yeah.
Well, I've looked on the battle itself. There's nothing that has got
good
on
job
the
because
second one.
Scoops have put in her puzzle.
Yeah, don't tell me. What's
oh, I'm
here?
Not telling you
yeah.
then.
No, don't say.
Oh no.
I racked my brains. I couldn't get another one yesterday.
Fortunate.
No, I got E. On the edge, one down on the edge. I got one side, but I bloody couldn't get the other side.
Oh, what was that? That one yesterday.
I got that fortunate for luck. I had E.
That one yesterday, fortunate.
No, that's right. It went when the day Joe
the day
got
before.
The bath.
It was a
I
great
was like,
blow on
yeah.
that
down there. Where is that side out? Yesterday. What was the longest one?
You're not meant to be looking at that.
I ain't looking at the puzzle.
Come on. No. Yes. Common deer.
Yeah. Yeah, that's it.
I did. That's it. See, language and centipede and all that rubbish.
Yeah. I'm
not today he's a bit of a.
Because old Joe came downstairs, I said, oh, who was I asking? I said.
I bet he'd give you a funny answer.
He didn't. He's probably. I know that. I was saying, I know that. So he told I wrote out 10 letters. The one I said comes to 10 letters. I said, that's only 8 letters. That ain't no big. He said, well, there must be extra S and F. I wasn't understanding it.
I want to know what a killjoy is. What's a killjoy?
Well, he's one that's for
10 letters.
Party, don't he?
Yeah. So what's
10 letters?
Yeah. What is he?
Nuisance, I should think. The killjoy is when they don't enjoy themselves.
Last night you were.
Oh, you never played that back.
We
were. Yeah, but can you play it on a
you
should
have
tape so everybody can
hear
it?
Yeah. I was
you play on that?
Yeah, of course
no.
you can.
I was totally shocked with my voice. Now, to me, I sound a lot different than what I do on tape.
You sound like sandpaper.
I sound on there.
Terrible.
I got. I didn't know that I got.
Prominent.
I didn't know that I got a deep voice. I ain't got a screeching voice at all.
I got deep in there. Did all day here. I never swore, did I?
You were ever so good.
I went this swore this morning.
Never, I'm not sworn in.
What you did?
Okay, well, that back tonight. You could borrow the other tape and play it on your tape over it.
Have a laugh.
Oh my God, you're bloody well.
I was just going to tell our plan when you come in, but then you said, and of course Joe was saying, what's that like? And I'm looking at Ian saying, and I'm looking at Shane going, so I didn't want to know.
So yeah, I put on right on the end of our conversation over your eyes this morning.
What did Clay say? Did you hear it?
He was tired.
Oh,
he was
hear it.
When he got up. We had the little earphones on the table. We was.
I said, do you want to hear it? She said, no. She said, I couldn't really hear it, could she?
No, it's better to put it out on the table than hear it.
But I didn't know what it was.
It was
like
good. Oh, good. Really good, honestly. Honest. So we'll take the tape over and listen to it when I've gone out and
I got to knit around beds.
Oh, we've got a pan.
Yeah, because we got the tape, haven't we?
Yeah, that's so funny.
Yeah, but I sound warm.
And it was all West Country. You didn't realise.
I said to Rose, have a go. No, I can hear it.
Now Maggie's shouting in the background there. Oh, what is she saying? No, she don't know nothing about it.
Oh, yeah, of course, Maggie was here, wasn't she?
That was so funny.
What did Sammy say?
She wouldn't believe it, would she?
No, she wouldn't believe it. So she shouted out.
Yeah.
I never said that though.
No, she did three times.
She?
On the electro, I was so loud. Mm. Yeah, Michelle knocking at the door to see if Julie was ready and all that. He came out for a street. All of it. Yeah.
I also pissed off.
It was really funny. We was laughing.
Of course, our plan wasn't there when you put it on because she was our plan.